Kum lernen ablach gemara. We are up to the Mishnah and the Kuv Beis Amud Aleph on the very top of the page. We're still in the Perek of Hazedik. We're concluding it, talking about throwing things. So the Mishnah now says that you bring a korban chatas if you forgot that it was Shabbos, if you forgot that it was Asa. Hazedik. So let's say you threw something by mistake. You didn't realize it was Shabbos. You didn't realize it was Asa. The niske, but you remembered ma'achar sheyotzeh miyodeh. You remembered after it left your hand. So after the akira, before the hanocha. Now before we learned that if you have a yediyah in the middle, you no longer chayav a chatas because it has to be a shegig, an inadvertent act from the beginning to the end. But here it wasn't. Then the Mishnah continues, and kol ta'achar. What happened? Another person went and caught it. And or called the kelev or a dog caught it. So if another person caught it, it's like shnayin shasu. If a dog caught it, since you need a hanocha in a space of four tefachim by four tefachim, a dog's mouth is not four tefachim by four tefachim, unless if you intended that the dog should catch it. So then you made it significant in your mind. You're machshiv it, but otherwise you are potter. Oish and nisra, or got burned. So then never really had a hanocha. In all these cases, potter, you are potter. So right now, we're thinking that it's all the same case, that you, after you remembered, it landed in the wrong place. In other words, if it would have landed, it landed in the place that you wanted, even though you remembered in the middle, you would be chayiv. And that's what Gemara is going to discuss. Why would you be chayiv? We know you needed to be a shegi from the beginning to the end. We'll discuss that. What about Zorah Glas HaChabura? You threw something and intended to make a wound in somebody, which is also Shabbat. Whether by a person, whether it's by an animal, Niske remembered before the Chabura happened, Potter. You remember before the Chabura happened, you are Potter. Taste is ready to say he doesn't understand why we needed this case at all. It's basically repetitive. Zeklav, the following is the rule. Kol chayove chatas, any chiv chatas, einan chayovin, you're not liable, ad sheheit chilosan v'seifan shgoga. That uniform throughout the malacha, there should be v'shegig. Chilosan shgoga v'seifan zodan, you start out a shegig, where the end was mazed, or chilosan zodan v'seifan shgoga, you start out mazed, then concluded v'shegig, puturin. Ad sheheit chilosan v'seifan shgoga, until the entire time of v'shegig. Says the Gemara, let's understand the Mishnah. It seems from the Mishnah, you threw the object and then you remembered that it was Shabbos and then it was caught by somebody else. Sounds like, but let's say it landed. Since you threw it, you'd be chayv regardless. Why, l'chayla, you didn't have a shegig from beginning to the end. Hanocha, it sounds from the Mishnah, but if it rested where you intended to rest, chayv v'chayv. V'halo niski, you remembered, but now the very same Mishnah says, kol chayov v'chatois, einen chayov, you're not liable, ad shetet chilosan, b'sayv v'shgoga. So Gemara, in other words, there's a whole chakira, and when it comes to throwing something, when you carry something, every step of the way, you're part of the malacha. But when you throw something, your input is over the moment it left your hand. You have no control over it after you left your hand. So how do we view that? Do we still say that the malacha doesn't happen until the very end, every step of the way? Or do we say that everything that happens later, you already put the energy, the force into it from the beginning, so that it all happened in the beginning? So these are the two ways, and we had this whole discussion in Ksuvah, so we will have it, Ksuvah of Lamed Aleph, Amar Aleph there. So we will use the same logic here, the different opinions. So the first one is Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana says, you're right. When it comes to throwing, even if you remember the middle, it doesn't alter the fact you still bring Karm Chattas. Why? Because you did the entire Aveda the moment you threw it. Because afterwards you have no longer any control. So the reason why you are potter here is because it never landed. A dog caught it. Sefer osan lelachto misnas, he says, when the Sefer says, until the beginning and the end should be shege, we're not talking about a case of throwing it. That's talking about a case of a lachto and a misna, of a rope, and the thing that you were used to tie down by donkeys. They used to have these barrels of wine, and they used to, you know, have something in the top of the donkey, and then they would hang two barrels on both sides, hanging down from the side of the donkey, and they would strap it down, and they used to keep it together, and a mast and a rope. In other words, it's talking about a case where you threw something, and it's still part of it is in your hand, and since you're still holding part of it in your hand, you can still control it. That's why if you change your mind in the middle, you would not be chayiv what do you call chatas. That's what the end of the Mishnah is talking about. The beginning of the Mishnah, you're right. When you threw something, the moment it left your hand, you have no control over it. Then even if you remembered afterwards, it doesn't make a difference. You are still chayiv unless it falls in the mouth of a dog or somebody else caught it. So Rav Kahana clearly learns that by a person, when you throw something, everything happened in the moment of that kira. What happens afterwards is by is something that is just I guess manifesting what you already did. Says the Gemara, if you're talking about lechton master, we're talking about a rope. Then these harnesses, you wouldn't be chayv at all since it's still in your hand. And we know before we learned that if you have something still in your hand, it never really left entirely, has to leave the entire original place. If it's still part of it in your hand, you're not chayv at all. Because it's not called throwing. But I'll forget about it. You're not chayv at all. So the Gemara says, keep going. We're talking about a case that you intended to make a chabura, and you threw it to make a chabura, and before you made the chabura, suddenly you remember that it's Shabbos. And it's talking about, in other words, we're not worried, the case of chabura is not a case of zrika. We're not talking about zrika. Yitaka wouldn't be chayiv because it's still part of it in your hand. The rope is in your hand. The Easter is chabur. You don't make a chabur on Shabbos. It's like the Tulas and Shama. You know, I'll do that on Shabbos. And therefore, we ignore the fact that part of it is in your hand. So once it leaves your hand, in this case, since you can always pull it back, every step of the way, if you remember it in the middle, then it's no longer a shagig. Versus a normal case of throwing, once it left your hand, you have no control. Then it doesn't matter if you remembered after it left your hand that it's Shabbos. You still bring a karma chatas because you did everything already before you remembered when you threw. But in this case, we're talking about where you were holding onto the rope. We're talking about that you want to make a chabura. And the Issur we're discussing it is not carrying on Shabbos. It might be in your house. It's trying to make a chabura and you made a chabura. But you're holding on in your hand and before you hit the guy, you remembered. Says the Gemara, if that's the first case in the Mishnah, isn't that the second case in the Mishnah? Hanam it's in the seventh phase of the Mishnah. Hazoidi glass of chabura, if you intended to make someone a wound, bein ba'odam, bein behemah, v'niski remembered, ad shalei nas chabura potter. So why does the Mishnah repeat itself? El lomar Rav says Rav, I agree in principle with Rav Kahana that what when you throw something, once you threw it, you're no longer involved. So therefore, if you remember it afterwards, it has no bearing on the outcome, you still bring karma chattas. So what's pshat in our mission over here? That the only reason is because it lands in the dog's mouth. Otherwise, you'd be chayiv. Over here we're talking about that if you remembered. It's talking about a case of mavir. You are walking. We're talking about four amish rabim, but you're walking with it, and therefore before you walk four amish, you could always stop. And since you can always stop, when the Mishnah says in the end, Zahaklal, we're not talking about a case of throwing. Throwing, once it got out of your hand, you're no longer involved, and therefore, if you remember it afterwards, it's not going to make it has no bearing on it. When the Mishnah says at the end of the Mishnah, the rule is that you have to be forgetful from the beginning to the end, it's talking about a case where you're walking with it. And if you're walking with it in Shusar Rabbim, you can stop whenever you want. So every second of the walking is part of it. And therefore we say that if you remember, let's say, I'm a number three, then you no longer bring a karmel chatas because somewhere in the middle of the malacha you remembered. But not if you throw it. Says the Gemara, you're telling me that the Mishnah Zeklal is a whole new case. No, it isn't. Zeklal is like a summary of the Mishnah, which is saying that even in the case of throwing, if you remember in the middle, then you no longer bring karmel chatas. Not like you or Rav Kahana saying. Rabbi changes his mind. El Rabbi, I'll change my mind. I now follow the view that if you throw something, even though it's no longer in your hand, it's still playing out as it goes, and therefore your daveda is happening. Not like daveda all happened when you threw it. Daveda is happening every second of the way, and therefore, if sometime in the interim you remembered, you no longer bring karma chatas. So why did the Mishnah mention about a dog or another person catching it? That's irrelevant. Even if it landed where it's meant to, you don't bring a karma chatas. So he says here, Rabbi Tartik Tani, you thought that the Mishnah is one case. You threw it and you remembered and then it landed in the dog's mouth. Or a dog jumped up to catch a person. No, it's two different cases. Tartik Tani, two different cases. This is how you learn. Hazoidig, case number one. You threw it, Viniska, you remembered, Machas, after it left your hand, before it landed. There, you don't bring a karma chatas because before it landed, you remembered. That's case number one. Case number two, Inamior. Loiniski, didn't remember. The Kolta Achar. And somebody else jumped up. A colt, a kelev, or a dog jumped up. Oishinisva or got burnt, Potter. In all these cases, you are Potter. In those cases, you Potter as well. Why are you Potter there? Because before the Hanacha, it was caught by somebody else. Rav Ashi Amar, Rav Ashi says, in other words, the case of the dog and the man has nothing to do with you remembering. It's irrelevant. The fact is, there's no proper Hanacha, someone else jumped up and caught it. So it's either Shnaim Shasu or the dog. There's no Mokum Hanacha here. Rav Ashi says, I agree with Rav in principle that once you threw it, you still can change your mind and you no longer, and you remembered, you're no longer in Korban Chatas. But how do I learn the Mishnah? I'll leave the Mishnah instead of saying two cases. I'll just say there's a few words missing. Rav Ashi says, a few words are missing. It's really one case. The first case was Zaydik and the dog, and the person is really one case. And this is how it works. V'hochitani, ha-Zaydik, you threw it. V'niska, remember, ma'achas shesiyot mi'odai, after it left your hand. Which we're going to say that you don't bring Korban Chatas anymore. Like Rava says, second Rava, or Kol Ta'achas, someone else jumped up to catch it, or Kol Ta'achas, a dog jumped up to catch it, as you got burned, potter, honach, a chayv. But you want to learn, but if it landed where it's supposed to land, you chayv. I want you chayv. L'chayda, you remembered that it was Shabbos in between, you shouldn't be chayv. B'med v'amur yishu chol ha-shochach. Ah, you know when you chayv. You forgot, you threw it, you remembered, and then you forgot again. So the time when you picked it up and the time when you landed, you forgot. But while it was traveling, you didn't. You remembered. And the chiddush is yichayv. Avaloi chazav eshochach, if you did not forget again, in other words, you remembered sometime after you threw it, you remembered that it was Shabbos, then you no longer bring chattas, potash, kol chayov echattas, ein chayov, not shtei chalos eshochach shogogah. So what he's arguing with Rabbi is, according to Rabbi, the three parts to carrying, the picking up, the carrying, and the putting it down. According to Rav Ashi, there's only two parts of carrying, picking up Shazi Yachid, or picking up the beginning of four Amas, and then putting it down in the other end four Amas. And the, in between is not part of the Malacha. So Rav Ashi therefore says, if you remembered in between, and then you forgot again, since by the Akida you didn't know, by the Hanocha didn't know, you did the entire Aveda, B'Shegik. Rava says no. Rava says that if you forgot, during the transportation of the transport of the four Amas, that's part of the Malacha. So part of the Malacha, you remembered. If you remember during the four Amas, you remember, then you no longer bring Korban Chatas. So that's the three opinions there. So Rav Kahana holds that everything happened the moment you threw it. The first Rav agrees with that. The second Rav, when Rav changes his mind, says, no, you're right. It didn't all happen when you threw it. It happens as it goes. But there are three components to it. Akira, Havara, Hanocha. And Rav Ashi says there's only two components, Akira and Hanocha. So if you remember during the Havara, but as long as you forgot again before the Hanocha, you bring in Korban Chatas. Second Rav further, Itmo, we learn, Shtei Amas, B'Shegig. Let's say the first two Amas was B'Shegig. And then Shtei Amas b'mezid. The next two Amas were b'mezid, and then the last two Amas are b'shegig again. Rabba says you are potter. Rabba says you are potter, and Rabba says you are chayv. So more explains. Rabba says you're potter. You are potter. You remembered by the two Amas, the middle two Amas. Remember the four Amas line. The four Amas line is taking place during the second two Amas. So you remembered by the second two Amas. So he says here, Afilu Rangamliel, even what we had before and we'll have later again. Well, we had a whole discussion here. If you ate a chatzishir and then you remembered you ate another chatzishir, do you say that you don't bring karma chatzis because you remembered in between? Or do we say because a chatzishir is insignificant, it's not like a break until you first hit a shir? In other words, everyone agrees if you ate a shir, a kazayis, of treif, and then you remember that you shouldn't have eaten it, and then you forgot again, you eat another kazayis, you bring two separate karma chatois. But what happened if you did a chatzishir? So according to Rabbi Gamliel, that yediyah doesn't break the two because the chatzishir is not significant yet. And it's only when you have the full shir. And according to Chachamim, then even if there's a yediyah, even a chatzishir. So even Rabbi Gamliel holds, and you deal a chatzishir, when you did a chatzishir, there's no yediyah, it doesn't matter. Over here, l'chayda, you only knew two amas, you forgot, two amas you knew, and then the last two amas you forgot. So even Rabbi Gamliel, in this case, perhaps, you bring Korban Chatas. Why? Hossam over there, the chikagamah shiura. Sorry, over here you say you don't bring Korban Chatas. Over there, the chikagamah shiura b'shegamah. You ate a half a kazayis, you forgot. You ate another half a kazayis, so now you ate a full kazayis, and therefore it's a shegig. Avlhoch over here remembers the four amas mark where you could put it down and you'd be chayv ready. Over here, the four amas mark, you ended with two amas of mezid. So what you're concluding, the full malacha is not with a shegig, but with a mezid, even though you continued afterwards. I mean, in this case, that they don't combine to make it chayiv chatas. The amaz is loy. So now, Wumai, what case is the rabbi talking about? If he threw it, since he cannot pull it back and he cannot put it down at the end of four amas. In other words, if he picked it up, it basically has no control. Came to the four amma line till it comes to the end of the six amma line. So the beginning and the end was all b'shegig. Why would you say then that Rabbi Gamliel would hold in this case your potter? Must be talking about a case of mavir. So you have you can stop whenever you want. So when you came to the line, the four amma line, you could have stopped right then and there. And if he would have, it would have been two amas of mazid, and therefore. The shear of four amos was completed with a mazit. So Gamliel holds in this case there's no karmel chattis. So Rav is talking about a case of walking, carrying. Rabba says that if you go two and two, you are chayev. We'll soon see why. Fill the Rabban, and he says even according to Rabban, who hold that there is no yidiyah b'chattis shear, but over here you'll be chayev. Why? Yes, yidiyah b'chattis shear. Hossam would be yod. Over there is talking about a case where you're able, you don't have to eat anymore. Who said you have to eat another half of his eyes of fats? Over here, as we'll soon conclude, it's talking about throwing, you can't stop it at the end of the four line mark. Loy, and therefore it started with shagig and it ended in a shagig. Even Mavi Rabbi Yodai, if it's talking about walking, he could always stop it. Elabadai, throwing. So in other words, they're not even arguing, they're talking about two separate cases. Omar Rabba says, Zorak, what happened? You throw it, v'nocha b'fiyah kelev. You throw it and land in the mouth of a dog. B'fiyah kif, land in the mouth of a furnace. Chayiv, you're chayiv. If you threw something and landed in the mouth of a dog, which is very small, it's not four tvachim, but four tvachim, or in a furnace and it got all burnt, you're chayiv. But our Mishnah says clearly, v'nantanan kolta achara kolta kelev, if a dog caught it. Oishin is a pot, in all these cases you're potter. It says, Hosam delay mechavin hachachavin. Here we're making a chiddush. That if my kavana is that it should land there, even though it's not a mokum choshev, that's what I wanted, that's my destination, then my machshava turns it into a choshev place. I fulfilled my machshava. So even though the mouth of a dog is less than four tvachim, you are chayv. I'm going to be with my avanat, I'll prove it to you. It says, we had in Krisis all those dinim where we tried to say you use one act and you bring in numerous kabanas. Yes, oichel achila achas, it's possible to eat one kezayis of food and chayiv ala dala chatois. You got to bring on in four different chatois. As we'll soon see, we're talking about trefa fats and talking about leftover of a carbon, animals on Yom Kippur, and also you happen to be tummy at the time. And for osham echad, you stole from Hegdus, you have to bring in osham ilis. And it does, and it belongs in the Zbech, even if you're a Kohen also, if he steals from the Zbech, has to bring an Asham Me'ilis, a guilt offering for stealing from the Beis HaMikdash. And what's the case? A Tomei, you happen to be Tomei, she'ochel chel v'yei trei for fast, who knows it was left over from a korban min HaMikdashin on Yom Kippur. So there's four cases. Rameya says, Afim ho'is Shabbos, if it would have been Shabbos, v'ho'itzi b'thiv, if it would have been Shabbos, and Yom Kippur would have landed on Shabbos, and you walked out just chewing it in your mouth, you're a chayiv. You're also a fifth Avera. Now Rashi already asked, why doesn't he mention Yom Kippur? You're not allowed to carry Yom Kippur. Because there's a machlekes if you're allowed to carry, there's eight of the Haitzah on Yom Kippur. And made holds that you know you're not chayiv Yom Kippur for carrying it. So he said, but if you're Kippur on the Shabbat, there's a fifth Aveda. Why don't the Chacham mention it? Omer Leizer Tim, Einam in Hashem. This is a different Aveda altogether. We're talking about the Aveda of eating. That you ate a kazayis, and eating itself includes four different Avedas. You're talking about carrying a different Aveda altogether. Now, let's understand Ramei. Now, everyone, they don't like argue with Ramei in the point that you're chayiv. They're just arguing that don't mention it because it's not part of what we're trying to say. Now, Lochir Ramei, your mouth is not 4x4. And it's not the normal way of carrying this way. You don't walk normally with things in your mouth. Because you want to eat, so therefore your mind makes it chashuv. It makes it a place. In other words, we're saying here, just like machshava can take something which is not common and turn it into common, so too, in other words, becomes chashuv. So too, machshava can take an area which is less than four tvachim by four tvachim and also turn it, make it chashuv, make it 4x4. Where is the hanacha? Tesis already says, when you swallow it, that is the hanacha. Just like when you're writing, while you're walking, the writing on the paper, that is the hanacha. Tesis asks, but your mouth is above 10 tefachim and it's narrower than 4 tefachim, so your mouth should be a makom tur. So you say, but it's bottled to the shusharabim. It's attached to your body, but you're walking the shusharabim, so it's bottled to the shusharabim. Hadna loch hazerik. And now we will start the next perik haboina. Excuse me. The number of prokim now coming up that are quite short. Boina, you're not allowed to build on Shabbos. Tesis already says he doesn't understand why this particular Malach Boina comes right after carrying. We've spent quite a few prokim discussing carrying, and carrying was the very last Malacha. And Tesis wants to know, why are we then going to, from carrying, why are we then jumping to, what do you call it? To Boina, which is a totally different Malacha. And it's nothing to do with it. Anyway, the Malacha right before carrying is Makuba Patish. So for whatever reason, we decided to talk about Boina and Makuba Patish, which overlap a little bit or are very similar. HaBoina, when we say you're building, Kama Yivna V'Yechayiv, how much do you build before you're Chayiv? HaBoina Koshu, if you build the smallest amount, you are Chayiv already. V'HaMesasis, if you square out a stone, you make it smooth, or if you make grooves in it, or hamakab the patish, if you literally means you blow with a hammer. And Rashi learns over here is talking about a case where you have a stone, you dislodged it from a mountain, and now you got to give one more blow to remove the stone from the mountain. Tesh already wonders why Rashi brings an example which is not in the Mishkan, but it's more of a principle. It's the completion of the malacha. This is the final blow that you do, so it's the final blow of the hammer. Uve matzer, you use an axe. It's the same thing, the final blow. Hakodeach, if you're boring a hole, so it's like, a drill, koshu, chayv, the slightest hole, you're chayv. That cloud, this is the rule. Kol ha'oise melacha, u'melachta miskayemes b'Shabbos, anyone who does a melacha, and on Shabbos, and this is a kind of a permanent kind of work, you're chayv. That's how Rashi learns Pshat. Actually, the Vilna Gaon learns that Kosh, because it's a modern Zach, and Skayem is B'Shabbos. Of course, we're talking about you doing the Malacha on Shabbos. What else are we talking about? If you do it on Friday, who cares? So the Vilna Gaon wants to learn Pshat that as long as it's Mekayim the entire Shabbos, he's very machbar, as long as this particular thing you did is going to last the entire Shabbos, even though it'll implode on Sunday, it's already considered a Malach time is Skayem is, as long as B'Shabbos and you are Chayim Mahateda. The Rishbag says, "Af hamake bekunus alasadin." If you take the hammer and you bang it on the anvil itself, b'shas malacha chayv, even though you're not fixing the actual utensil, it's the metal sheet on the bottom that you're doing all your work on, and you bang it to smooth it out, you chayv neshum sakim malacha, because even though you're not banging directly onto this utensil that you're whatever your item you're working with, it's part of the preparation, as we'll see. It's either to smooth out the hammer, so you can do more work. Says the Gemara, Koshu, Lamai Chazi, building a slice amount. What can you do with a building that is so tiny, so minute? Says the Gemara, only a poor person, Chayfe Guma, you went out digging, what can you do with such a small amount? A poor person will dig a hole, Lahatsnia Bopur Taysav. A poor person will dig a hole to hide his coin. He'll build himself a little chamber, a little room somewhere to hide his few pennies. For him, it's very, very valuable. And therefore, that is, and that's where we find it. Where do you find out the Mishkan? The Kavasi got a Mishkan, where do you find out the Mishkan? And she came 23 years. Those are so the curtains, Choyf and Guma would dig a little hole, a place, Lahatsni, Bamachtain, to hide the needle. How much space does the needle take? Very little. Abaya says, no way. Even the Mishnah, if you hide the needles on the ground, they become rusty. Nobody could do that. Elish can only also put a kira. He would make the tripod for a stove. Ketana, a small one. Lishpah is like a daily town. If he has a small little pot, what kind of pot is that? A very small one. So he builds himself a small little tripod, and that's what holds up the pot above the fire. The Kavosik and Mishnah, we find the same thing, and the same thing. That's the building, a small little building. And by the Mishnah, we find the Vashli, some money, and let's say those who cook dyes. Litzavoya Yerias, they had to dye the curtains, let's say Chosum Malachim, a tiny minute amount of dye is missing. They're not going to take out a whole big pot and everything else start cooking. Oisin Piputte Kirtana, they'll make a little tripod for a small little pot. Lishpusalea Yeriktana, to place on it a small little pot. So that's where you find Boina. Says the Gemara, Rabach Yaakovam, Rabach says, I'm going to tell you a rule about life when it comes to a shul or a holy place. Ain't aniyas b'mokam asher. There's no place to behave like a poor person when it comes to a place where there's wealth. And nothing has to be done just to be yaitzer. Chatchila, you made everything in surplus and excess. You have to behave in a very lavish way. That's how you're supposed to treat a shul or a Beis HaMikdash or a Mishkan. definitely there was never had a situation where they ran out of dye. And if they did run out of dye, they wouldn't just cook a drop. They would cook extra, you know, for the future. Elisha came Balabaiz, so that could be a bit also. Yeah, Balabaiz, he has a little hole in his beautiful mansion. So Vesoismoi, so then, because this is his beautiful mansion, and he's concerned even with a tiny little hole or a speck that looks ugly. And what we do, he'll seal it up with a little cement. So that's the, so even a little tiny hole, you fill up. So that's Boina. The Kavasga Mishkan, Shekin Kedesh. If you have a beam, Shenafla Baidana, that a worm fell on it and it made a little hole, is Matil Techevi. You put on the lead, Vesoismoi, you'd seal it. So the same thing over here, that's what the binyan is. You're sealing a tiny hole. Omashmul Sashmul. Shmuel says, "Hametzadei desa even chayiv." That if, let's say, if you take a stone and you put it into the ground like a foundation stone, and you don't have to cement it in, but you put it in the right angle so that it should be sturdy, that's how you build a building. Then you chayiv, even though you didn't put cement in, it's not permanent. You think, but you're still chayiv because that's how they normally make a cornerstone without cement. Meisve asked a question. We learned echad noisin is even. One guy puts a stone down. The echad noisin is one guy puts cement. Ha noisin is it chayiv. The one places the cement is chayiv. So we see the stone itself, since it's so easy to dislodge it, it's not considered building. Says he brought it back. Well, time of master your question. Ema seifet says further. Rabbi Yisrael Emir afila helle. Rabbi Yisrael says that even if you took a stone and you picked it up, the hiniach agabe dim shavon, there's a whole row, a bunch of bricks lying there, and you put another stone on top of that pile, you're chayv. Even though there's no cement, how does that work? And Nachmed, you don't even have to push it in like the first case. Shmuel said you have to mitzadid, you have to like roll it in and find the right angle. Here, just put it on and you're chayv. Ella says, I'll explain how a building works. Tlasa binyan have it, three different levels and layers of building. Tata, the bottom one, Metzi, the middle one, Ve'ela, the top one. Tata, interesting how the Gemara gives instructions here, how to, let me tell you how things work. Tata, the bottom one, when it comes to the foundation, boy, it's a duda. You have to take a stone and angle it in the ground. We don't use cement. You use the sand all around it, then you dig up around it, then you put the sand in to make it firm. But you want it the rock to sit there, you know, stable and smooth and so on, shouldn't move in any angle. So that's what Shmuel says, his din, that you mitzadid, you're already chayv. Metzia, the building itself, boy na metino, but need cement. From the foundation upwards. Ilo, the very top row, bahanocha bahama, just putting it down. Okay, bahamisase, we said smoothing out. Mesase, Ramashamboinirab says that's considered building. Shmulamashamaka patish, for giving the final blow. That's machlekes number one. Number two, ha'oisen neck, if you make a puncture below shatana goyim, you have a chicken coop. And the stench is terrible, so you make a little holes there so that the air, the stench can escape. So if you make that little, just you really built the whole coop, all you're doing now is a puncture. Yisrael says, Shabbain is still part of the building. And Shmuel says, no, the building is over. This is already called a makav patish. This is the finishing the job. It's Gemara Melacha. That's case number two. Case number three, Ayel Shuf Shabbikapin and Mari. You have a shovel, and you have the handle, and you put the two together, and you have a little hole that you have to put something in that hole to hold it together. Rabba Mashabaina, that's part of making the Keli, and that's Baina. Taysa already asked a question, how could it be Baina? We know it ain't Binyan Bekalim. And Taysa therefore holds there is Binyan Bekalim when it's a major job. It's only when it's a small thing putting pieces together. This is a major job, so otherwise there's no shovel here. Then there is Binyan Bekalim. And we had a discussion of Ayin Hei and above. They were actually holding there's Binyan Bekalim if you're actually building a Keli. It's only when putting pieces together there's no Binyan Bekalim. Shmuel Amar, well, again, says Makapatrish. Tzricha, why do you need three arguments? Basically, arguing the same thing. The Yashmini Kamai is the very first case. I would say, in the case of Misasas, smoothing out, that's how you normally, when you make a building, you smooth it out. Avalois and Nekabulu, you're going to make a puncture in a chicken coop, they ain't Delibin Rekach. That's a part, that's nothing to do with the building. That's outside the building. The building is over. This is considered Gemar Malacha, this is a finishing touch. Because it looks like a building, you have a chicken coop and you're making a hole, the of the la vida, you need it for you know, the ear. But the shovel, where you're putting the handle in and you're putting that pin in. The ain't derech binyan bekach. This is another normal way of building. It's not called building. This is not a binyan, this is rather what? This is, what do you call it? Makapatish. I would say only over here Shmuel argues that this is called Makav Patish. But the first two cases maybe agrees to that. That's called part of the building. That's finishing the building. Therefore, you need all three cases. When you're smoothing out the stone, what exactly are you chayiv for? Achvele, he showed him the yodi with his hand. So he asked him, in the Mishnah clearly it says, Hamasasis vihamakabepatish. Sounds like it's two different malachas. Ema say Hamasasis, which is Hamakabepatish. Toshma coming in, I'll ask you a question. It says, Hakoidech, if you drill a hole, koshu, the slightest amount, yechayiv. Now, when you're drilling a hole, what's the purpose of the hole? To fill it up. Or to put in there a nail or something, or a peg. So, Rashi gives a rule. Whenever it says nekev, it means you want to remain a hole. Kaidech means you want to fill it. According to Rav, that says a hole can also be a binyan, is a building. So, it's over here also it's a binyan. Why? True, you're filling it something so small, what can you fill it with? Nothing. But the hole itself is a binyan. Therefore, the Mishnah says if you make the smallest drill hole, that you are chayiv, and chayiv what? You're chayiv for binyan, according to that, makes sense. You're not chayiv for the filling, you're chayiv for the actual hole, because he holds that even a nekev, we said before, a nekev is also considered chayiv by a lul shatana goylem. He holds his binyan. Okay. El Shmuel, according to Shmuel, who says that a hole is there by a coop is a makab patish because you want the air to come in. But if you make a hole, a drill, a little tiny hole, what can you can't really fill with anything. So it's just a hole. And here it's not a gemar melacha. You left it a hole. So according to Shmuel, what do you chayv? Because he holds a hole, not a binyan. Only makab patish is completing the job. El Shmuel, lav gemar melacha. A hole is not a gemar melacha. So by the lul, it is a gemar melacha because you wanted air and the stench to go out and the air to come in, fine. But over here, eventually you're going to seal it with something, so l'chay is not gemar melacha. Says gemar hamaskin, and the bozei beramtza de parzla, the shofke bebe, when you drill the hole, you put in there already a little bit of a piece of wood there or something or a nail, and that's what you use to drill the hole, and you're leaving it there. So therefore, hainig gemar melacha, this finishes the job. Zehaklal is the rule. Zehaklal is my, what's it coming to teach you? No, maybe we'll stop here and continue tomorrow, Mitzvah. Okay, we'll continue.